This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My next door neighbor, my buddy Zach, he is very, very weird, to put it nicely. So my buddy Zach, he's kind of aloof. And when he, sorry for all the movement here. I'm trying to find something I can rest this on. So when my buddy Zach gets in his head, he wants to do something, he's doing it. Doesn't matter what he wants to do, he's just doing it. But if you need him for anything, he won't, don't answer. So he's bought a pinball machine. He's getting him pinball machines and arcade machines. And he said, listen, dude, I'm buying a pinball machine. We got to buy it. Let's go Monday. I said, dude, this storm's hitting us. I was like, what do you mean, let's go buy a pinball machine? He's like, don't worry, dude. I was like, where's that? He's like, Williamsport. Williamsport's only 20 minutes away. I don't know why I listened to him. I knew he was lying to me. Get in the car. We get in his mom has this giant Yukon thing that we're going to borrow. We get in this Yukon, and I jump in the car. And he's like, first off, I get in the truck after I worked all day. And he's like, hey, man, you're going to drive. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I can't drive this thing. It's too big. So now I have to drive. I was expecting just to get in the car, relax, be done with it. No, I have to drive. Push it in the GPS. We got like an hour and 40 minutes to this place. I was like, dude, what is your problem? I'm like, it's already 8 o'clock and the storm is coming. And we still got to unload. So he's like, don't worry, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. So we start driving. I asked him, I said, dude, how heavy is this pinball machine? And he goes, 300 and I think it's like 350 pounds. I was like, what? I was like, now Zach is not a big guy. I'm not a big guy. I don't lift weights anymore. So 350 pounds for one dude, like a big awkward pinball machine, is not going to be easy. And my buddy Zach is twice as small as me. He probably weighs about 150. And I'm looking at him. I was like, what? What did you just say? And he's like, yeah, it's about 350, 380. And I said, well, how are we going to get this pinball machine into the truck? He's like, oh, there'll be no problem. I said, do you know where it's at? He goes, in this guy's basement. At this point, I wanted to stop his stupid Yukon, turn around, and go home. Because I'm thinking, wait a minute. We're driving into the eye of the blizzard. We're going right into it to pick up a pinball machine that's in a basement that weighs 380 pounds, and I got you helping me. And he's like, listen, I may have jumped the gun on this a little bit. Uh-oh, we got an email. Okay. And I was like, oh. So now I'm furious, and it's too late at this point. So we get to the guy's house, and sure enough, guy was nice. Where'd he go? We're talking steep basement steps. No other way in, no other way out. And I'm like, oh, my God. And all I'm thinking is, and so I'm hoping when we get in the house, the guy selling it is a monster. Like, I'm hoping this dude looks like Hulk Hogan. Funny enough, we also, that machine we bought was the WWF pinball machine. But so I'm hoping this guy is a monster. He's got a plan. We're just going to, he's going to tear it out and we're going to be done. Nope. This guy's just as big as the guy helping me. And I was like, oh, my God. So now I'm panicking because now I'm thinking this is all going to fall on me. We've already agreed to buy this. So we're in the middle of Williamsport, and we got to get home. We're losing time. So we get down there, and of course, my buddy's like, well, let me try it out. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude. Like, we're now literally racing against the storm at this point. And I'm telling him, like, dude, we don't have time. And I'm trying not to, like, get upset in front of this other guy. So he's playing. Instead of just, you know, like, firing it, being done. No, he plays the whole game. And I'm like, oh. So finally, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'll take it. So this guy's basement is so low that he had to cut a hole in his ceiling so the pinball machine would fit. Now we have to take it apart. We had to take the legs off it. But as we take the legs off, we have to lift it up and then slowly bring it through his roof, right? So he's like, all right, you guys ready to lift it? And I'm like, yeah. And I go to lift it immediately. As soon as I try and lift this thing, I'm like, oh, God, no. because this is, I kid you not, he told him, this guy is a pinball, like, guy, the guy we were bought from, told us, he's like, this one actually the heavier pinball machines ever made. So as soon as we go to lift it, I just feel like I was lifting a truck. And I was like, immediately started thinking, oh, this isn't going to be good. So we start lifting it so we could take the legs off so we could bring it down through the ceiling. Well, as we're trying to bring it down through the ceiling, his ceiling was made of drywall. So we're catching the ceiling and we're tearing his ceiling down. And we're going, dude, wait, wait, you're stealing. He's like, don't worry, guys, don't worry about it. Now, at this point, the machine is just getting too heavy to hold anymore. So I was like, oh, well. We tore his ceiling right down. Dust is going everywhere. And he's like, oh. And the guy's house was, it wasn't like this guy's house was a dump. The guy's house was really nice. He had a big arcade in the basement. He's like, oh, that's okay. Oh, well. So then we take the bottom legs off. Now, usually, if you look at a pinball machine, I'm trying to see if I can't make one up here. So you have the backboard, and then you have the board, right? Usually, you could take the board off, and you have two separate pieces. And you could kind of take the legs off the board. You could take the glass out. You could take the back off, so it's not as heavy. This machine, go figure, this part doesn't come off. It folds down. So now you're just taking all the weight and putting it more on. So I'm like, oh my God, how are we going to get this thing out? He says, oh, I got a dolly, don't worry. I'm thinking, okay, we got a dolly, we still got to take it up, you know, 12 steps. So we load on the dolly, he goes, okay, who wants to take the back, the hard end? Now, the guy said that, so that means it was between me or my buddy, who weighs a buck 50. So I guess we got to do it. So essentially what was happening was I was on the end of the dolly with the handle going backwards up the steps while these two guys were supposed to be in the back lifting it after I pulled it up. So I'm essentially pulling, deadlifting 350, pulling back, and then they were pushing it forward. Now we did this for the first 10 steps. What the guy we borrowed off of failed to mention was that the last two steps were not the same size or height. He goes, so we go to the second last step, and I go to pull it, and I can't get it up. And he goes, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you that the last two steps are steeper and they're harder to get up. Now, why would you not tell me that these last two steps were harder? Because I just used all my energy rushing up the steps thinking, all right, we'll get this thing done. So needless to say, we got up the last two steps. I barely made it. I jammed up my finger really bad, and then there was two more steps outside. Then after we get outside, we have to lift this thing into the back of this truck. So we get in the back of the truck, and I'm like, thank goodness that's over. So I go back inside, and the guy's dog comes up. I go to pet the guy's dog. The dog snaps at me. I'm like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. So finally we leave. We get in the truck. And my buddy Zach, who weighs 150 pounds, goes, you think we'll be able to, there should be no problem getting this into my house. Now, we just had four guys lift it into the truck, and it was not easy. And he wants me and him to get out of the truck, lift it into his house, and then move it to the third floor. Now, that's an old, old colonial house, right? And the stairs just don't go like this. His stairway go like this. It's a sharp 90-degree turn, and then up. And then you go down a hallway, and again, up one step, 90-degree turn, straight up. I said, no. I said, no, you and I cannot do this. I said, you're going to get movers. He's like, no, we can do it. I'm like, dude, I had trouble. I was like, you did nothing. Realistically, he did nothing the entire move. He just kind of stood there and watched me and the other guy do everything. So we got the machine. We got the machine home. We got home right before the storm. My finger's all jammed up now. And I'm a little upset about that I didn't get to even play the game. I didn't even get to play it. Didn't even get to try it out. But that was my night last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.